USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Democrats will start preparing the Biden administration's infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor on Wednesday with or without Republican support. President Joe Biden will negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia tomorrow for the third time after rejecting Republicans' latest offer on Friday, including over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will not vote with his party on a bill to overhaul U.S. election laws. The move virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party line approval in the House. And this just in, Prince Harry and wife Meghan have a second child. Britain's Duchess of Sussex giving birth to a baby girl, Lily, on Friday at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in California. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is addressing recent ransomware attacks such as those that took major fuel and meat suppliers offline. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency is currently investigating about 100 ransomware cases. The White House says President Biden views recent ransomware attacks as a national security concern. He told the Wall Street Journal that many of them are tied to criminals living in Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says recent attacks targeting gas and beef suppliers have raised national security concerns.
It has been new to us over the last couple of weeks, but it has been increasing rapidly around the world over the last several years.
She says President Biden will raise the issue of cybersecurity with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two meet in Geneva later this month. He'll also meet with Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Turkish President Recep Erdogan on his trip to Europe next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The border crisis has lawmakers at wit's end in Texas.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties. Now think about that. We're spending millions of dollars here in the state of Texas to keep ourselves safe. Meanwhile, the administration wants to send $300 million to Northern Triangle Country. I think we need to focus right now on what our Border Patrol agents need.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals, Nets take a 1-0 series lead over the Bucks, 115-107 on Saturday. Today, it's game one of the semifinals series between the 76ers and Hawks, and then the Clippers and Mavericks meet in game seven of the Western Conference first round series. On the ice, the Canadiens and Jets meeting in game three this afternoon, and that's followed by the Golden Knights and Avalanche in game four this evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.